first, I wanted to step back to Labor Day. Labor Day was fairly uneventful as far as emergencies go. We were very happy with that, but mostly Labor Day is when firefighters across the nation go out and fill the boot for MDA. And this year, we were very successful. Everybody gave generously, and we raised $27,500. MDA established a silver boot as kind of a friendly competition between us and College Station. This year, we won. So we have the silver boot.
Now you just have to get the police department involved.
Right. The MDA Fill the Boot campaign was something that arose from some firefighters in Boston fulfilling a need for a local citizen who was having trouble, who had two children that were both stricken with the disease. And they started working on it, and then they went to the union and took it from there and pushed it, and it became a nationwide thing for the fire departments to always do. So it's a national thing that we do every year.
Well, it's something that we always watch on TV during the telethon, waiting for the right. for the national reps to come on and make a big deal about, because that's one of those original MDA organizations we've just kind of grown up with Jerry Lewis.
That's right. And he's still there. He's still plugging away.
Certainly is. What else on the agenda today?
We have coming up, we're going to kick off National Fire Prevention Week. National Fire Prevention Week is the first week in October. It was started after the Great Chicago Fire, in which, you know, lots of property, thousands of people died. And because of that, we remember National Fire Prevention Week. Also, as it turns out, National Night Out happens to be right in there, too. So to kick off both of those ideas of the National Night Out for Safety and National Fire Prevention Week, on the 25th of September, we'll be in the Bryan Target parking lot with members of the Bryan Fire Department, College Station Fire Department, local volunteers will have equipment out there and doing some display. We're hoping to have a vehicle extrication display. We'll take apart a car. We're going to cook. Bryan PD is going to supply the food. The firemen are going to do the cooking. We're hoping to also have some of the police there. And 911 dispatch is supposed to have something there. Possibly we will have State Fire Marshal's Office. Accelerant dog will be there, and some search and rescue dogs. So lots of fun for everybody to come out, see trucks, see us do things, get to visit with people. From 9 to 1 on Saturday, September 25th at Target.
So it'll be 2 weeks from Saturday then.
That's right.
Very good.
The other thing we have to announce is we're starting a new program at Bryan Fire Department. This is for Bryan residents only, because we're the ones starting it. We have pet notification decals that you can pick up that you can put on your front door, right next to your front door, where you can denote how many pets are in your home. And we have had several times that we've had to rescue pets from fires and sometimes even treat them. Along with this pet notification, the stickers and the instructions on putting those up for us, we also have acquired pet oxygen resuscitation masks so that we can actually use masks built for the animals to resuscitate them if they need oxygen from being in the smoky environment.
So, and those will be available at all your fire stations then?
Right. The decals will be at all the local fire stations. You can go to the fire station nearest you. You can pick up a page that has instructions on it about what we want you to do with the sticker. You can pick up the stickers. Just put them where the instructions say and put the number of pets you have so we'll know how many we're looking for. And then if it ever happens that we need to do that, we'll do that. That's going to kick off Monday. So after Monday, go by your local fire station if you need one of these and pick them up.
And do you just need one, just one, or do you need a sticker per per animal that you have? How's that work?
No, the decals actually have a place for you to denote the number of cats or dogs or other animal that you have. So you should be able to just put one sticker up on the door or next to the door to your residence and denote the amount of pets you have, and we'll take it from there.
Very good. And if there's something that we didn't bring up today, if someone has a question, wants to visit with you, how do they find you?
Number at Fire Administration is 209-5960, or they can always email me at wbouse@bryantx.gov.